Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
Today, we are going to talk about hair.
Then peace will guide the planet.
Marta, are you okay?
Age of Aquarius.
Marta, we're not talking about the musical. We're talking about hair in general.
Oh, okay. Hey, speaking of hair, you're a redhead now, Cindy.
Yes, I've been blonde forever, and I decided to shake things up a bit.
Well, you look great, and you also provided us with a topic for a new episode, hair. First of all, hair is uncountable in English. This is a special reminder for Italian listeners in particular. For example, my hair is dark brown.
Actually, Marta, your hair is dark brown and blue.
Yeah, you're right. I have blue highlights. My fringe is blue. Anyway, what I was trying to say was my hair is.
You're right. I noticed Italians tend to say my hair are, but that's not correct in English. For instance, my hair is curly, or my hair was blonde. And now my hair is red. I had my hair colored.
And that's another important point to remember. Causative verbs. For example, I had my hair cut.
Yes, that means I went to the hairdresser and they took care of my hair. I did not cut my hair myself. So, I had my hair cut.
Right.
Other examples could be, I had my hair styled, I had my hair curled, I had my hair straightened, I had my hair trimmed.
Clear.
Marta, have you ever had your hair cut in the States?
No, I haven't.
Okay, let's pretend I'm a super trendy American hairstylist. Good morning, madam. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
And how can I help you?
I need to have my hair cut, you know, to remove the split ends.
Would you like to try a new style?
Not really. Just trim the ends and fix the bangs, please.
Just a trim. Come on, I'm a super trendy hairstylist. People wait months for an appointment with me. Ugh, all right. I can see your hair has a natural wave. How about a blowout? That means straightened and then arranged into a nice ponytail. That would bring out the beautiful blue fringe even more.
Okay, that sounds nice. Thank you.
That will be $259 US.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Plus taxes. I'm a great hairstylist, not to mention a podcast superstar.
Okay, now I get it. Not only you're a redhead now, you're big-headed.
No, I was just horsing around. Now, back to hair. I know a few good hair-related idioms.
Go ahead.
To split hairs. For example, it was a pointless debate. Both candidates kept splitting hairs instead of going straight to the core of the matter.
To split hairs. That means overcomplicating things. Okay, got it.
And what if I say, Marta, let your hair down?
Does it refer to the ponytail you wanted to charge me $259 for?
$259 US dollars. No, to let your hair down means to relax, to let yourself go.
To let your hair down.
Another idiom is, it made my hair stand on end. It could have both a positive and a negative meaning. For example, the earthquake made my hair stand on end. It was really frightening. But also, that singer is amazing. When she strikes those high notes, she makes my hair stand on end.
Okay, that's all for now. Everybody, check out the transcript of this episode on our website. You'll find a list of useful hair-related vocabulary with relevant definitions,
such as conditioner, hairspray, flat iron, hair dryer, salt and pepper hair, etc.
Love that.
Salt and pepper hair?
I find men with salt and pepper hair to be very hot.
George Clooney is a perfect example of a man with salt and pepper hair. His hair is gray and black. It's salt and pepper colored.
George Clooney is a perfect example, period.
How about you, listeners? Let us know your favorite hairstyles. We want to hear all about it. Get in contact with us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com, on Podomatic, Twitter, iTunes, YouTube, and on our Facebook page, where I will go ahead and post a picture of my new red hair. Now, Marta, come with me to the sink. We need to start on your hair.
What? Just a trim for $259? You must be nuts.
Come on, you don't trust me? I'll have you out of here in no time.
No way.
All right, I'll do it for $200.
Not going anywhere. Wait, what is that?
Come on, let's go. But I'm warning you, for $200, I'm going to have to cut some corners.
My American friend.